Reporting from New Westminster, BC, this is Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. The City of New Westminster is currently developing a crisis response pilot project in order to help address the impacts of homelessness, poor mental health, and substance use in New Westminster. Three issues that, according to the city, have grown in prevalence over recent years. As stated by the city staff, the City of New Westminster's response to the three crises and associated externalities have been above and beyond. For instance, the city's sanitation crews are cleaning up human waste to a degree that they haven't before. By combining this work under one comprehensive strategy, we can address these crises in a meaningful way that takes into consideration everyone impacted. End quote. At a recent city council meeting, council voted on staff recommendations for the crisis response pilot project, which included the implementation of a safe inhalation site in the downtown core of New Westminster. The final vote was 5-2 in favor of the recommendations. To learn more about the potential impacts of having a safe inhalation site in New Westminster, CJSF got in contact with Jack York, board chair for the New Westminster Homelessness Coalition Society. He also has 14 years of clinical practice and leadership experience in social work regarding mental health and substance abuse. York recently spoke as a delegate during council in favor of safe inhalation sites being a part of the city's crisis response pilot project. The first question we had to ask him was, what exactly is a safe inhalation site?
A lot of people are familiar with safe injection sites, starting with InSight in the early 2000s. They've been around for quite a while, and there's a lot of literature and research that shows they're effective in ensuring people stay as safe as possible while using illicit substances, but also that they are a really good tool for connecting people to other forms of substance use treatment and service as well. And so we know that this model works, but what we have lacked for quite a while is a similar model for people who don't inject drugs, but rather smoke or inhale drugs. And for a long time, there hasn't been as much urgency for that because the rates of drug toxicity overdoses were lower for people who smoked and inhaled drugs than they were for injection drugs. But for a number of reasons, central among them, the fact that the toxic drug supply has continued to get more toxic, it's become a real issue. And now the majority of drug overdoses that take place in British Columbia take place in the context of smoking or inhaling drugs rather than injecting drugs. And so it's definitely an unmet need that there's a sense of urgency to meet at this time.
Can you get a little specific on just the way in which safe inhalation sites are structured? Are there separate rooms for people to inhale, or is it sort of like one central building or area? How does that work?
So I'll just give the caveat that I haven't worked and seen these inhalation sites myself because they didn't exist in significant numbers when I was practicing a few years back. And so they weren't accessible to my clients then. Since then, I was practicing primarily in Surrey. Since then, they have opened an inhalation site in Surrey. And I've had the opportunity to speak to people who have worked in these sites and who have designed these sites, so I can speak from that standpoint. But I don't want to make it seem like I've actually worked in these settings or seen them myself. However, typically there is a lot of thought put into things like the HVAC system, so the ventilation system that allows for the smoke to be cleared efficiently from the space in which people are actually using the drugs, so that they are as safe as possible, not only for those people who are using the service, but also for the staff that provide the service as well. Depending on each site, the way that they've structured the physical layout of the site might change depending on the space that they have, and considerations like whether or not there's like a booth or whether there's a shared space wherein people are using and are able to then interact with one another. And so I think there's a number of factors that impact exactly how these spaces are laid out, but there's a lot of thought put into making sure people are as safe as possible in these spaces, including the staff. And the inhalation site in New West, I'm confident, won't open until those safety considerations have been considered and addressed.
And a safe inhalation site in New West would be a part of the city's crisis response pilot project that's currently being worked on. And while it's been agreed upon that that is something that they should be moving forward with, it didn't have unanimous support among council. And I think one common argument against safe inhalation sites and even safe injection sites is that they have the ability to make the communities that they reside in less safe, and they sort of prioritize this model of harm reduction rather than recovery. Do you have anything to say to that?
Yeah, I certainly do. I think that there is this sense that creating a service like this will somehow draw in substance users and that that will create some kind of a safety risk. But the truth is that people who use illicit substances are already using them in the city. And in fact, they're using these substances often in the view of the public, in front of businesses, in settings that are more dangerous to them because they don't have the support that they need in order to use more safely, but also more dangerous to the general public and to other residents in the city. So that's the status quo that we're perpetuating by not providing a service like this. And I would argue that that's actually significantly more dangerous and harmful to our residents than having a safe place for people to go and use, where they're not having to have these potentially negative interactions with the general public and where they get the support that they need. In addition to that, I think in terms of just overall, systems within our region. So if people are using alone in a public space, they are much more likely to have a serious drug toxicity event that requires EMS to arrive, that requires potentially hospitalization and subsequent medical treatment. It involves more police contacts, which are costly and potentially dangerous to everyone involved. It involves more use of bylaw services and other city services that are all cost savings that, at the same time as actually benefiting the substance user themselves. So I really think when it's really a common sense intervention and one that is that does serve the safety of the general public in a really important way, in fact.
Once again, that was our conversation with Jack York, board chair of the New Westminster Homelessness Coalition Society, who spoke in favor of the city's decision to include safe inhalation sites as part of New Westminster's Crisis Response Pilot Project. This has been Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. This segment would not be possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this piece on frequencynews.ca.